Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible. In the United States alone, more than 127,000 people every single year are deployed to go and participate in foreign missions. Some are on missions to end world hunger. Some are on missions to stamp out poverty. Some are on missions to end illiteracy. And the list goes on and on. However, I'd like to submit to you, my friends, that one of the most noble missions is one that we don't have to travel for. One that we can do no matter where we are and no matter where we've come from. It's the mission I like to call Mission Impossible. That's simply the passion and the drive of convincing people all over the world and everyone you come in contact with that there is nothing impossible for them if they are in Christ. It's a noble mission, my friends and neighbors, because it's the one that spurs innovation, that impacts faith. It's the one that helps us become all that God desired for us to become. Remember the Bible says in Luke 1:37, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Then he echoed it again in Luke 18:27 when he said, "The things that are impossible with men are possible with God." Yes, my friends and neighbors, all things are possible if we can only believe, as we see in Mark 9:23. We've got to know our power in Christ, and the best way to know that is to embark on what I like to call that Mission Impossible, making those things that men say are impossible come to pass. I can remember one time when people thought the cell phone was an impossibility, when the airplane was an impossibility, when the light bulb was an impossibility. Now we see those things as normal. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, there is nothing that can be impossible to us when we got God on our side. We're going to outline in our CREATE acronym 6 key components that expounds on this concept in more detail, how to create the possible environment no matter what. And we're only going to go over 3 today, the first 3. That C in our CREATE acronym reminds us of the importance of confidence. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's simply the unwavering belief that we can achieve. And I always say that it's evidenced by the 3 P's, by persistence, promotion, and preparation. You remember, don't you, that Hebrews 10:35 encourages us to not cast away our confidence because the reward is great. And then we discover in 1 John 5:14 that this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So if I really want to show that I'm confident, my confidence is going to be articulated by my persistence. It's simply the attitude that says, "I'm not quitting. I believe that God is going to do something for me. I'm not quitting. I believe that God has something for me. I'm not quitting." Remember the persistence of Caleb and Joshua? See, they walked in the wilderness for 40 years with people who did not believe, but they believed. And they said, "We're not quitting." And yes, my friends and neighbors, they walked into that promised land. That's why Joshua said that, "For as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You know confidence through persistence. You also know confidence through promotion. It's the philosophy of speaking dreams into existence. Remember Joseph talked about his dream to his brothers. Remember Jesus talked about his destiny with his disciples. Remember those who believe wholeheartedly don't have a problem promoting it. I remember when boxing was real popular, Muhammad Ali was the most popular boxer probably ever. He would actually promote the round that he was going to knock his opponent out in. He was so confident that he would say, "Hey, you might be talking jive, but you're going down in 5. And he might be great, but he's getting dropped in 8. How confident are you, my friends and neighbors? Are you speaking those things into existence? And then that other P is preparation. It's the practice of positioning ourselves to receive all the good that God has in store for us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we discover in Psalms 103 that God has many benefits for us. We've got to put ourselves in position to receive. Don't throw your confidence away. Believe that you receive and we will have. My friends, that R reminds us of the importance of being reformed. Yes, my friends and neighbors, reformation is simply abandoning an evil practice of living to follow a good one. You see, doubt and fear and unbelief are all evil, and those that have that need to be reformed. If we're suffering from fear, the Bible tells us in 1 John 4:18 that there is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can be reformed. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. See, that's the reason why we have to be reformed from poor ways of thinking. See, embracing negativity is an evil practice. Those who have it need reformation. Making defeat of others our reality is something that we need to be reformed for. We can't put down others or anything along those lines. We've got to have a reformed way of thinking. Remember, in Romans chapter 12, the Bible tells us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed or by the renewing of our minds. In other words, my friends and neighbors, I'm careful about the shows that we watch. We've got to be careful about the songs we listen to, because we don't want our thinking tainted. We want to be transformed to believe that there is nothing impossible with God. Last but not least today, I'll close with this. The E in our CREATE acronym reminds us that we must be eidetic. Eidetic is a psychological term that simply means or denoting of having mental images so vivid that they look like they're actually real. Eidetic, that simply says that the picture in your mind is so clear that it's as clear as a photograph. It's as real as anybody could imagine, because it's clear in your head. You see, the Bible says in Habakkuk 2:2 that we should write the vision and make it plain. The book of Revelation, my friends and neighbors, is a great example. It's simply John's vivid picture. Listen how vividly heaven is described, with the gold streets and the onyx and the jasper and the stones. Look at how vividly Jesus is described, with the bronze skin and the hair like wool. Look at how vivid this whole book is, and it's simply somebody's picture. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to get a picture in your mind of where God wants to take you. Get a picture in your mind of the destiny he's planned. Get a picture in your mind of you achieving and accomplishing and receiving prayers that are answered. Even on the cross, Jesus saw paradise. He said it in Luke 23:43, this day you will be with me in paradise. You see, true deja vu is when your picture is so clear that when you walk into it, you can say, I've been here before. I saw all of this before. It was in my mind before it ever became my reality. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to see your picture plainly, and you will accomplish the mission impossible. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.